So, a while ago, I found this suspiciously based Islamist fellow on Twitter, and since he's brought me many a chuckle in the vein of an Alex Jones-style figure, I thought I'd share this internet gem with you all today. Obviously, we do not endorse him or his views. So, Zaid Hamid describes himself as a veteran of the Soviet-Afghan War and has 250,000 followers, most of them in the under-30 male Pakistani demographic on Twitter. He's half Kashmiri and very anti-everything, really. Let's see what he has to say. So if we translate this here, this small team of ours is fighting for your part. You too can join us in this mission, but you must join. You are well aware of how heavy this responsibility is, and the enemies are trying hard to stop this call to prayer. Your reward is only with Allah. Seems like a fairly serious guy, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
Mm. If we go to the next one, he is actually on the conservative side of many issues. Here's him tweeting about Northern Ireland, of all things. How to make a famine and create a genocide. There is absolutely no science involved here. This is plain and simple making of a genocide. Well, what's he talking about? Northern Ireland's new climate act will require removal of 500,000 cows, 700,000 sheep, and 5 million chickens to meet net zero for methane. So he's basically saying that because we're culling all of these animals on the brink of, as we've just discussed, global food shortages, we are potentially making a famine and creating a genocide. You don't have to be a genius to work that out.
Well, I know, an Islamist figured it out.
Right, exactly.
I never thought I'd agree with one, but there we go.
Here he is talking about COVID policy. This war, Ukraine, started from fraud, lockdowns. Across the world, low and middle income countries are struggling with a three-pronged crisis: the pandemic, the rising cost of their debt, and the increase in food and fuel prices caused by Russia's invasion of neighboring Ukraine. And he continues scrolling down. This was already known that the lockdowns are going to start a chain reaction of total societal collapse. And he comments on the vaccines. Multiple cycles of lockdown, social destruction, supply chain disruption, and killer finally is catching up with countries today. Add the impact of Russia-Ukraine war and the Chinese lockdown of Shanghai. One after another, countries are collapsing. He continues. All orchestrated collapse started under a fake pandemic. All those swines responsible for lockdowns and vaccinations and destruction of the social order are bloody war criminals deserving Nuremberg trials. World destroyed in the name of a flu.
Pretty based this Pakistani man.
I know. I'm surprised. It's also important to note that he's tweeting in English here.
Yeah.
And it does make you wonder. So are his tweets in, I presume, Urdu, targeted more at the Pakistani demographic? And then he has these more sort of Western-style based tweets that are targeted more at the Western conservatives.
I can certainly see that happening. He's kind of switching between languages depending on who he's trying to influence.
Exactly.
Really.
But let's see what he has to say about Bill Gates. WHO is the B word of Bill Gates now. Bill Gates has become more powerful than the United Nations and will exercise super control over all the countries of the world through the authority, power, and agreements signed by United Nations and member countries. Not acceptable. That not acceptable is very Trumpian. Do you not think?
Oh, I want to see this guy take over Pakistan, get rid of Imran Khan or whatever his name is.
And there's a picture of him of Bill Gates shaking hands with the head of the WHO,
Tedros.
We go to the next one. He also talks about the World Economic Forum. The stage is perfectly set here for a World War III involving nuclear weapons. Entire global food chain is disrupted too. And he's got that lovely image there of the World Economic Forum puppeteering politicians, puppeteering soldiers. Very graphic. But he's not just about that. He's also going on about global famine. Those countries are doomed where corporations control the food supply. They are deliberately creating a global famine. Grow your food, stockpile, and be armed to defend it.
Not bad advice.
Pretty based and also pretty sensible. But there we go. If we go to the next one, he talks about weather weapons. Here we have a bridge collapse in northern Pakistan under sudden heatwave flooding. And he continues, this is not natural climate change. This is weather weaponization and modification through technology. For decades, they have been messing up with weather, trying to own it. Weather warfare.
To be fair, the Chinese did want to do that.
Yes, and cloud seeding is known. It is a thing, but It's not on this scale. I'd be amazed if
I don't actually think that happened.
Like, that would knock my socks off, quite frankly. I would eat my hat on the podcast. If we go to the next one, he talks about Indian InfoWars. Every entire Indian political and military leadership is synchronized in launching massive disinformation war and psyops against Pakistan to create an international environment to justify their invasion, fully backed by America, European Union, and Israel.
Well, seeing as Pakistan is a nuclear power, I don't see that happening, funnily enough.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to see that, to be honest.
No.
But obviously, being Pakistani and half Kashmiri, he's not exactly a friend of India.
I gathered as much, yeah.
In fact, he's called for holy war against India numerous times. But if we're going to more of his lunatic views, let's have a look at this one. It's an anti-vaccine view, but an actual genuine anti-vax view, not an anti-COVID vaccination view, but he's basically claiming that the smallpox vaccine triggered a certain virus in Africa. Yeah.
I mean, I've heard that before.
Yeah,
not necessarily from Islamists.
It's a pretty old conspiracy theory.
It is, yeah.
Yeah. Get with the times, man. And also we have him talking about Israel. Now, what do you reckon an Islamist is going to say about Israel?
I'm sure he loves it. I think it...
He continues, the world does not understand that the entire project Israel is directed under a superstitious belief that unless a temple of the Zion is built in place of Masjid al-Aqsa, these Zionist Jews can never rule the world. Only the Muslims defending Jerusalem are standing in the way. Disavow everything. Like, goodness me. Yeah. So he's basically trying to wind people up here.
I think it probably works.
Obviously trying to
agitate
Muslims into thinking that they're under existential threat from other religions and so on and so forth. And if we have a quick look at his Wikipedia page, he's described here as a Pakistani far-right Islamist political commentator and conspiracy theorist. He was included in the Muslim 500 as their yearly most influential Muslims in the world.
There's a Muslim 500?
Apparently so, yeah.
I knew there was a FTSE 500, didn't I?
They also claim here that he was involved in planning assassinations of various senior figures in Pakistan in 2013.
I can see that happening.
Yeah. But the most hilarious of all is his personal website. And there we go. Nice flattering picture of the man. Welcome to our battle station in a war to defend Pakistan's Islamic ideology and national identity. This is our platform and weapon system to launch the counter-attack against ideological subversion by the hostile forces through the axis of disinformation and propaganda warfare. So he's basically calling out Western subversion of Pakistan.
I mean, if it wasn't so Islamic, I'd be like, well, good for you.
He goes on and on and on. Like, this stuff is amazing, but we haven't got time to go through all of it. It just gets more and more extreme. Towards, at the end, we have Pakistan is losing this war on this critical information axis, and our mission is Takmil-e-Pakistan, completion of Pakistan's unfinished destiny, defending Pakistan's ideological and geographical frontiers, leading up to the promised Ghazwa-e-Hind, the final showdown with the arch-enemy India. It sounds like he's trying to G up the series finale of a second-rate cartoon.
That's exactly what I was imagining, actually.
I know. This vision also envisages Pakistan taking its rightful place in the community of Muslim nations in a grand United States of Islam, which is run on the model of Khilafat-e-Rashida based on real wealth-based economic model of Quran and Sunnah.
So, more or less just Quranic politics.
Yeah, pretty much. And finally, he says, through these cyber battle stations, we fight a noble information war for a sacred objective of bringing ultimate peace in the world by resisting the existing man-made Zionist-driven political, economic, and social orders which are hell-bent on spreading war, violence, and moral and religious anarchy in the world.
Quite the sentence.
I think he has this mode of speaking where he just throws in more and more and more words, and I expect he's actually ranting and someone's just typing it down for him. That's the impression.
I'd like to imagine he's just shouting at someone with a pen and paper.
He's like, don't shoot the scribe. this is Islamism's Alex Jones, I think you'll find. If you want to find out more from him, you can follow him on Twitter. It's given me many a chuckle.
We are obviously not affiliated with the man whatsoever.
No, of course not. Disavow 99% of what he's talking about, I think. But like you said in the previous segment, the morons are generally found online.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the content we have on the site, such as John's series on poetry, this one, the Tennyson Collection. And if you want to follow what else John is doing, you can follow him on Getter at John Wheatley on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.